The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, we are back again. The time is 8:05. I've asked a friend of mine to join me here on the radio today. Her name is Jen Houlihan. You probably know that name. Jen is on Simpsonville City Council. She's also an educator. And she previously served as a guardian ad litem for the state of South Carolina. That's a volunteer position where she advocates for abused or neglected children, giving them a voice and a chance for a better life. She also served as the Greenville County Children's Ambassador for Speak Up, Voices for Foster Care Reform, advocating for legislative change to protect Greenville County's most vulnerable children. Jen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Good, good. So, you know, I got to tell you, I read that article about how there is such a great need for foster parents. And then I read an article that you wrote online where, I got to tell you, Jen, it was just heartbreaking how the mother chose the boyfriend over the child and the father had to step in and the daughter really wanted to be with her mother, but the mother just wasn't interested.
Yes, absolutely. And there are all sorts of different kinds of stories for children who are in foster care. And, you know, we take a lot of children who are in abusive or neglectful homes and put them into foster care to try to give them the opportunity for a better life. And DSS is always hoping for reunification with parents because that's the best option for children. They should be with their parents as long as their parents can and will care for them. And in situations like that, you have parents who just won't go through with what DSS asks them to do to be the parents that those children need. And in those cases, the children do end up staying in foster care for longer periods of time or even permanently.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it was you wrote it very eloquently, and I appreciate you doing that because it really did capture me. And I can't imagine being a child whose parents don't want them. It just boggled my mind. And here it was Mother's Day, you know, so I was thinking about all of that. You know, I think there's a couple misconceptions with foster care. First of all, that you have to have a lot of money or you have to have a really big home. I think these kids just need a safe place to pause. Am I correct on that or?
You're absolutely right. You don't have to be special. You don't have to be rich to be a foster parent. Children, of course, just want to be loved. They want to be cared for. And what they need is stability. They need a place that they can call home, even if it's for a short period of time. And so all you really need to be a foster parent is to have a heart for children, to want to give them that place to stay and to be willing to do it.
I think a lot of people are afraid, and I'm just going to say it, Jen, of theft. You bring a stranger into your home, next thing you know, your jewelry box is gone. So I think a lot of people are just hesitant. Instead of looking at, you know, put a few things in place and don't make things vulnerable for a child. Just give a younger person a place. Especially, it's not just young kids, I think, that struggle within the system. It's the kids who are just about to age out, but are still kind of left to fend for themselves. Am I correct on that?
You are absolutely correct. So we have over 4,000 kids in foster care on any given day in the state of South Carolina. And in Greenville County, that's 640 people, children, currently in foster care. Wow. And over half of those are over the age of 11. And some 900 of the South Carolina children who are in foster care currently are age 16 and up. And that's really important because a lot of people are willing to take babies. They're willing to take very young children. And we really need people to step up and be willing to help these older children because it makes a huge difference for those children and for our community. One in two of these children aging out of foster care with no stable home will develop substance abuse problems. They will be more likely to experience unemployment. They will be more likely to live below the poverty line. They're more likely to end up incarcerated or to experience homelessness. And of course, all of these things end up having a impact on all of us in our community. And so it's really in our best interest to step up for these older children.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, so I have a texter who just wrote in. So let me just ask you, and I'm not trying to spring it on you, but I would love to know your thoughts. They said, hey, Deb, I don't know which is worse, abusive parents or DSS. I know several situations where social services took children away from parents and gave them to people who were worse or more abusive. And yet DSS has no accountability because they can do no eyes wrong in the eyes of the state. I thought you had to be approved to either foster or under the DSS system.
You absolutely do have to go through an approval process. And of course, that includes things like a criminal background check. DSS has gone through a great deal of reform, in large part based on efforts from people in the community who decided enough was enough. Let's get some changes made. And of course, there's a new director at DSS now, and they've made some really big strides. And that includes things like increasing the number of children who actually get into kinship care. You know,
wait, what DSS is, I'm isn't sorry, the only, Jen, what is kinship care?
Yes. So DSS prioritizes putting students back with the, or putting children back with their families if possible.
Okay.
If they can't go back, like, to their parents, they're trying to find someone else in the family who will take the children. And so sometimes that's a grandparent, it's an aunt, it's an uncle. They're trying to find someone to keep the children with their families whenever possible.
I see. Good. And you know what? I'm glad you made that point, because I do believe DSS has had a real turnaround, and the new leadership there has reached out to the governor and to the legislature to say, you know, we can't take care of kids on a shoestring. You guys need to come up to help us here.
Absolutely. And then to go back sort of to your texter's point, what I did previously was volunteer with South Carolina for the Cass Elias McCarter Guardian Ad Litem program. And what's important about that particular program is that it gives children a representative in the process. And so the guardian ad litem is responsible for meeting with the child, for ensuring that the child has an advocate. You know, DSS represents the state. Parents who've had children removed represent themselves, or sometimes they have attorneys who are representing them. And the role of the guardian ad litem is really to represent the child. And so to make sure wherever the child has gone, that the child is in a good place, and to report that back to the court so that the court can make the best decisions on behalf of the child.
And folks who are guardian ad litem, that's a volunteer position. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. And how much time did that take, Jen? I mean, just if you could ballpark it for our listeners.
So it really depends, because once you've gone through the training, it requires some 14 hours of training up front. And then they sort of pair you up with people who can help you better learn how to do the role. And then you're allowed to choose, like, your level of commitment. So I worked full time. When they had cases come in, they would ask, are you available to take this case? And I could choose to have at any given one point one child who I was representing, or I could have four or five. So they have people who are serving as guardian ad litems who are retired, and those people may choose to take on more cases, whereas full-time people working full-time out in the world may only choose to take on a couple of children at a time. So it really varies. And then, of course, it varies on what's really going on with the child. Some cases don't take very long at all. Parents are willing to accept the treatment plan from DSS and are willing to do what it takes to get their children back home. And then some cases last a really long time, particularly if they're going through termination of parental rights and trying to get the child available for adoption.
Yeah. So I think when we spoke earlier, you mentioned a group to me, Fostering Great Ideas.
Absolutely. So Fostering Great Ideas is a local organization, a nonprofit organization who works to advocate for foster care. And they offer a number of training opportunities for people and just public awareness. They have a great number of resources for anyone who's interested in getting involved at any level with foster children, because you don't necessarily have to be a foster parent to give back. Not everyone has the ability to do that, but most of us can find some way to support foster care or adoption, or to support the people who are doing that work. So Fostering Great Ideas is a really great organization, and they do have a base right here in Greenville County. for being able to find the ways that we can all help these children who are in the foster care system. And there are so many ways that people can do that. So, for example, I have a friend who's a professional photographer, and she wasn't in a place to do foster care or the guardian ad litem position, but she was able to pro bono take photographs of the children for the South Carolina Heart Gallery, which is where they put the children who are up for adoption with their photos and their biographies and that sort of thing. I've also known people who stepped up to do some tutoring or mentoring outside of school for children who are in foster care. And then we have organizations like Fostering Great Ideas who will accept monetary donations and put them towards different programs that are going to help those students or children. So, you know, I would challenge people to be open-minded to what they can give. To open their own hearts for that.
Hey, Jen, can you stay with me through the break so we can come back and finish this conversation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hey, I am glad to be with you today. I've got my friend Jen Houlihan on the line with me. We had to go to a quick break. Jen, thank you for staying with me through all those commercials. Jen is an educator and a Simpsonville City Council member. She served as a guardian ad litem for South Carolina, and she's a big advocate for abused and neglected children and giving them a voice and a chance for a better life. She also served as Greenville County's Children's Ambassador for Speak Up, Voices for Foster Care Reform, advocating for legislative change to protect Greenville County's most vulnerable children. And Jen, before we went to the break, we were beginning to talk about Fostering Great Ideas, which is an organization that actually does work in our community. And they do something, is it once a week or once a month, about explaining foster care? Am I correct on that?
Right. Yes. So right now, the month of May is Foster Care Awareness Month. And so throughout the month, they're offering a series of 45-minute Zoom discussions on Thursdays at noon. So every Thursday at noon in May, each session is going to have two speakers, a child or a parent who's been affected by foster care, and a passionate advocate focused on improving foster care. These are going to be kind of really casual, relaxed conversations where participation is encouraged. This Thursday, they're talking about relationships that matter most. And I think that's really important. So I would encourage anyone who's interested, who has questions, who wants to know more, to check out one of those sessions.
Okay, and how would they do that?
So you can get to Fostering Great Ideas online through their website or through their Facebook page. So the website is FGI4, that's the number 4, kids.org. And that will link you to all sorts of fabulous resources, a variety of events that they hold for foster parents, children, advocates, volunteers, and anyone who's just interested in what they can do to get involved.
Okay. So I didn't know what, you know, I hit it right, foster care. If you hadn't posted on Facebook, I would not have known that. So thank you. So Jen, before I had to go to the quick break, you no longer are a guardian ad litem, but you're still involved with the foster care system. What brought you to this?
I've always had an interest in helping children, and particularly those children who maybe don't have the best home environment. I had a different kind of upbringing as a child where I was in different kinship placements myself. And so I know how important it is to have strong, stable family environment. And when I learned that there were ways to give back to children who may be experiencing something different, who were experiencing abuse and neglect and who didn't have those opportunities, who were being taken from their own homes and put somewhere else, I felt compelled to do something to help those children.
Wow. You know what? I'm sorry I didn't know that. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. You know, so if we want to get involved, this month is a really great month to kind of focus on that. Every Thursday at noon, we can go to, let me make sure I got the website right, F as in Fostering Great Ideas, FGI, the number 4, kids.org.
Yes, you've got it.
All right. And there's a Zoom session that's going to have two speakers, a child or a parent affected by foster care, and an advocate focused on improving foster care. You know, South Carolina could be a state that fixed this problem if we would just give a little, don't you think?
Absolutely. Again, everybody has something that they can give to the effort. And I mean, that was shown very clearly by the advocacy work done for legislative change to the foster care system and to DSS. That change wouldn't have happened without hundreds of people across the state of South Carolina stepping up and telling our legislators it's time to do something to change the system to help these children.
That's great. That's great. Hey, well, Jen, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service on Simpsonville City Council and for being such an advocate for our young people in our state. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud to call you friend.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, good, good. I've had Jen Houlihan on with me. She's on Simpsonville City Council. She also served as a guardian ad litem, and she's very active in foster care. And friends, if you'd like to be involved, that is FGI, number 4, kids.org.